Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? Stop what you're doing and listen.
For Inside Husker information and fantasy football advice.
That's one of the things I talked to Bill about.
Follow them on Twitter.
Because I think the time is right for this. And it wasn't always that way.
At Husker_Nick.
I grew up like most kids, worried I couldn't bench two plates, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands.
At ESPN. Hooksy.
It's amazing. Wherever I set course records or whatever, I would be barefooted, drunk, playing golf, making every 20-footer I looked at. But if you get me sober, I wouldn't make a ball.
Now, back to the show.
Welcome back into Greggeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 1480. I am Nick Greggeth, he's Bill Hooks. You can get in the show 402-466-3776 if you'd like to join in.
How do we, I was going to ask you this because you tweeted out there was a picture. Like if Nebraska basketball has struggled, they have never struggled in the apparel department.
Yeah, man, did you see those shoes? Yeah, dude.
How do we get a pair?
I don't know. Like, they were the Ultra Boosts. Like, I'm wearing some Ultra Boosts right now.
Oh,
if you've never worn a pair of Adidas Ultra Boosts, I would tell you not to wear them because then that's all you're going to want to buy, and they're expensive.
I've never worn them.
Oh, they're so comfortable, so dude.
But these are off sweet. They're like nice. The red ones and the black trim and all that. But then in the back, like right of the shoe, it's got the old school Herbie on it.
With the basketball.
With the basketball.
I think it was a sticker. I don't believe those were real. I think I need to get a hold of my boy down there who is the in charge of equipment, old Pat. I'll ask him. I'll ask him when I see
Hook
him.
Hook us up too.
Huh? I see Pat, him at so a
Pat. I've got to meet Pat only
good,
not through
the guy.
Great guy, not through Husker basketball and stuff. But our kids know each other.
Oh really?
Right? Him and Ty and his kid. I forget his kid's name, but they know each other. And so
how, where do they know each other from?
So they were playing. Ty played 1 year wife soccer.
Okay.
And so they were on the
Pat
same
Norris.
Soccer team.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to coach the team because nobody knew. Pat stepped up.
Nice. He's a good dude.
He goes
to my son's school.
This
kid does, yeah.
Got to be out. I mean, simply out there. Poor guy. Like,
yeah,
I don't
guy.
Know a thing about it. Like, typically, like, just think about this, like, 5-year-old soccer.
Yeah.
He's the dad's like,
He and all the other equipment managers for Nebraska basketball handled that butt-whipping we put on them in softball last year pretty
nicely. They did. They came at us well. Pretty hard. They did.
Enjoyed beers with us afterwards, mm-hmm. You know. Good dudes. If I remember right, they promised to get me a practice jersey I still have yet to get.
Yeah, what's up
waiting
with this?
That bad boy. It makes me so mad that you can't buy Husker practice jerseys anywhere. Their basketball practice jerseys are sick. And the shorts, and you can't buy them anywhere. That's frustrating.
That stuff is so sweet. All that rub. Oh.
Yeah. Nebraska today taking on Maryland. How you feeling?
God, you know what?
Have you put in that Maryland bet yet?
No, let's be honest, okay? This is a different
Wait, is this a change-up than
no,
we normally
No,
are?
It's a different team. I mean, there are teams that have magical runs until you run into somebody that's a formidable opponent. Like, Maryland is good, 21st in the country. They've beaten us twice. We should have beat them up there. We had a lead. But again, that was a full-strength Nebraska team early in the season, right, when we were playing really well.
Mm-hmm.
They got us again. They got us at home. 60-45 in our struggling time. That was also with not as full strength, but you were just missing Copeland at the time. Fast forward now where you've got 8 dress, 6 scholarship.
So this is the recipe. Now we're ready.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be a struggle to get there tonight. I don't see it happening. Robin put his article out. Robin has predicted the Maryland 68-60 win.
8 points, huh?
8 point Maryland.
So he has Maryland covering.
Yep. By the way, Robin, just want to put it out there, Robin's season record this year is 22-10.
That's pretty good.
He's done well. He's done well. So
that means he's bet against Nebraska quite a bit.
I don't see it tonight. The only chance you have tonight for me when I'm looking at this is that you got to have Roby, Palmer, Watson all have 25 apiece.
Yeah, they have to. It was like the Iowa game where they all
got to
play. Yeah.
They all got to score in the 20s. That's your chance at this point because, again, I love the guys. I love the hustle. Johnny Chuba, that's a great story. He's doing well. But, again, I don't think you can look back at the Iowa game where it was like one of these once-in-a-lifetime 44-second comebacks. You're not playing a very good Rutgers team who has been struggling. They were without one of their guys last night, by the way, with his situation. Maryland is a complete team. They're a tough out. How are we going to handle Fernando down low with not getting in foul trouble, by the way, on that piece? They've got other guys. They've got guys that can shoot. They get Jalen Smith back tonight. This could be a tough game.
So you got Nebraska winning by one?
No, I don't. I'm sorry, folks. This is the run. It's over. It's Maryland tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just there's too many things against us. I mean,
okay, so here's to bring this up because you asked me earlier what I thought the spread was. Mm-hmm. And when you ask me that question, one of two things come to mind. Okay, it's either way too big or you can't figure out why it's so small, the spread. And in this scenario, that's what it was. It was a 5-point spread, I believe it was, for Nebraska plus 5. And I thought that number would be around 10, to be honest with you, like 8 to 10 points. So someone knows something. I don't know. Johnny
Trueblood
out
there playing D. Maybe. They've got Cowan, who leads a team in scoring and gets 16 points, 4 assists a game. Jalen Smith, who can shoot it, he's back 11-7 on the year. And then you got Fernando Lemon, man, 6'10", 240, averaging a double-double.
Yeah,
and there's guys off their bench. I mean, they're going to run 8-9 deep on this thing. And at the end of the day, I think what happens is they're going to make too many plays and wear us down. And I'm really concerned about foul trouble tonight.
Yeah, I think
I'm really concerned because here's the deal. You got a big guy like Fernando. The only way you get to him is that you frustrate him at times. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how defensively we stop him versus like going straight zone and just boxing him in that zone somehow.
Well, it's hard too with him because they got that power forward that hit the shot to beat Nebraska in the first game. That is a big kid as well. Was he a 5-star, yeah, wasn't he? He was a big time recruit.
Well, Jalen Smith is the early guy. That's the guy. He's 6'10", 215.
Yeah, he was a big time recruit for them.
Sophomore.
He's the one that hit we went to zone.
Yep.
And then they went down and he hit the little runner down the lane.
It's a young team too, by the way, Maryland Fields. They start no seniors. Go three sophomores, a freshman and a junior.
All right, do you have Washit's newest?
I do. You ready?
Is his three keys?
Keep Palmer
score
rolling.
Score more points.
Keep Palmer rolling.
Then Maryland, key of the game.
Line is, it's an eye-opener. Be ready. Uh-huh. Nebraska is so limited in the viable scoring options right now.
I mean, that's true.
It's got to be all three guys. Those guys, to be successful, they got to be in that towards 20 for all of them. Second one was stick with the defensive game plan. They have had pretty good, like the last couple, they played really good defense and they've stuck to it. But they've not been in foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Nick, I'm going to go to one of yours too. These minutes are going to mount up. Look at the minutes these guys have played. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, necessary. Palmer, I mean, like Watson, who has showed signs, his legs are back, but he's played 41 minutes in, like, what did he play last night?
40.
40. He's played 81 minutes in the last two games.
Yeah. And
with an overtime.
Again, the key phrase you said there was last night. That's going to be tough. 39 minutes for Isaiah Roby. You had 40 minutes for Watson and 40 minutes for Palmer last night. 33 minutes for Tanner Borchardt.
Yep.
Johnny Trueblood, he's going to be sore today. Had 26 minutes.
I mean, the only thing, like, you got to pick your poison against Maryland tonight. Like, that's the problem is they have more weapons than Fernando. If they decide to take him on, I mean, somebody else is going to be
leave the shooters open.
Leave the shooters open. But again, the other part of that is where we struggle. We struggled last night in this game. We won a good game. Palmer took over. We don't rebound the ball at all well.
No, we don't, but okay.
I mean, Rutgers was getting second chance points left and right last night until the end there when we were hitting shots. I mean, it was crazy.
The one thing that I will say about this lineup, okay, if there is a positive for Nebraska on having some combination of Tanner Borchardt, Thorbjørn Arsen, and Trueblood on the floor, it's that those guys are hustle guys. Like, they're hustle guys. Mm-hmm. And that usually leads to rebounds. And Nebraska, it's no coincidence, they've been a much better rebounding team since Tanner Borchardt's been in there because that's what he brings to the table. And again, it's hustle and effort. And I will say with Thor and with Johnny Trueblood, the one thing I like about having those guys on the floor is the rotations on defense are really good. They get over there, and they're putting some pressure on those outside shooters, and I think that's been a big key for this team for playing defense. So the one thing that's nice is if you're going to have to block down and you have to worry about, you know, Bruno and some of those guys, you do know that Thor and Trueblood, if anything, they're going to make it tough on these
shooters.
They're
going to make it tough, for sure. I mean, I think they're going to play well defensively, but, man, you're just a little height advantage struggles.
I mean, I would think if I'm Maryland, I'm coming in here and trying to get the big guys down low, right, and try to get you in foul trouble.
I mean, you got guys. I mean, this is their lineup in height-wise. I mean, their guard, will Cowan will match up well. He's 6 foot, 170. Then after that, you go 6'5", 6'5", 6'10", 6'10". Everybody over 205. I mean, just big guys.
Big dudes
and
up.
And by the way, the X factor, that Mark Turgeon can flat-out coach.
Yes, he can.
He can flat-out coach.
All right. Well, so that'll be, again, you can hear that on ESPN FM 101.5, 1480, right here later today at 2 o'clock. You'll be able to get that. I'm excited. I think I'm going to hit the old treadmill while I watch it.
And don't discount this. Like, I hope maybe there's a flash, another flash for it. But
I mean, last time
I will be cheering for Nebraska.
I think last time we beat Rutgers in the play-in game, we won the next game against Wisconsin, I think it was. And then we played Maryland.
But lost. I'll say this, man, because it's our job. So we have to talk about all different angles on this thing.
Absolutely.
Obviously, I've told you guys 1,000 times. You listen to the show, you know. We both big Husker fans, all three of us in here for basketball. The unfortunate reality of the situation is this, is I think as soon as maybe tomorrow, if Nebraska goes and loses this game, I think as soon as tomorrow, we'll be finding out about Coach Miles possibly being let go.
I would suspect that they... If they end up losing tonight, they're back on the plane, they're back home, and then that meeting is happening.
Well, they got to, and here's the deal on that. It might sound kind of cold-blooded, but they have to get moving on whoever their guy is, because you're going to start having a lot of teams starting to let go of their coaches here coming up this week as well. And the Big Ten, aren't we the last conference that finishes up their
you're close. You've got ACC and the Big
That's
Ten
right.
are similar, because ACC gets
That's right.
with the number of teams.
Right.
Like tonight in the ACC, all the teams, the first four, they get the four byes all start tonight. So, yeah, it'll be Sunday. And, again, don't forget, like, when you make a move, if you're going to make a move like that, you've got to make the other move as quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're one... If there's guys who are going to make decisions once an announcement's made, those guys that are on the team now are starting, the wheels are turning all of a sudden, right?
Yep.
Where I might go, who's the next guy, make a decision. Do I stay if there's the next guy? The next guy's got to get here and start talking to those players if those are guys he wants to keep and build a roster from.
Yeah, for the most success you can possibly have, you know, what you root for, whatever the decision's going to be, you root that it gets done quick.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you're ready to roll. All right, let's take a really quick break. We'll come back and wrap up the show. You listen to Greg Ethan Hooks.